Big joke of the week, number 13.
You know, guys, I was mugged by an acupuncturist over the weekend. I got stabbed 67 times, slept great, felt great the next morning. You tell us which is the best. Here's number 12. On March 10th, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first ever phone call. 5 minutes later, he got a call saying his auto warranty was about to expire. That is still sad. Number 11, Lady Gaga got the vaccine. Unfortunately, they had to poke her face. Number 10.
Doctor, there's a patient on the line who says he is invisible.
Tell him I can't see him right now. Number 9. There's a new car from Germany made specifically for cowboys. What's it called, Dave Ennett?
That would be your howdy.
And then I disagreed with Dave, but we're not even playing back that part because the judges have decided that Dave had the best punchline to that joke.
Ding.
Driving a howdy if this is your cowboy. Number 8. The bishop visited our church last Sunday, but I think he was an imposter. Not once did he move diagonally. You know what makes that joke a lot funnier? I'm going to keep playing that joke until I get a little more respect for it. Imagine a bishop with the robe and the hat. He's got his arms at his side, and he's just moving diagonally wherever he goes. Little baby steps.
He's got the big hat.
Yes,
big
yes. Hat on. He looks like a bishop because he's a bishop, and he's moving diagonally. Now, that's fun. Okay, here's number 7. Here's how I made my first $10 million, and you can too. I get up every morning at 5. I do 90 minutes of cardio exercises, and then I plan my day. Also, my dad is a billionaire. Kind of helps. That's the truest speed joke of the week. Is it the funniest? How about this one? I just read a book about Stockholm Syndrome. It was pretty bad at first, but by the end, I really liked it. Probably didn't even need to finish that joke, did I? It was on its way. Joke of the week number 5. I was in line for 10 items or less, but I had 15 items, so I changed my name to Less. I think that's my favorite right now. You guys got busted for that before, where they look at you, and then they look at your items, and then they look back at you?
Well, does a packet of gum considered to be, like, an item?
Really, Vic? If you had 10 plus that, I would not bust you for that.
Right.
But it's not like 10 little items. It's not like they have to lift them, and it's too much work.
Well, there's no restrictions on how many items if they're small, right?
No, Vicky, there is. It's I never thought of it that way. Because everything has to be scanned. A 20-pound bag of potatoes is the same as a pack of gum, Vic. They each have to be scanned.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Okay, where were we now? Number 4. 20 years ago, we had Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, Steve Jobs. Now we have no cash, no hope, no jobs. Kevin Bacon, if you're listening, please stay safe. Speed joke of the week number 3. Yesterday, I went skydiving for the first time. Some guy strapped himself to me. We jumped out of the airplane. We're plummeting to Earth. And he goes, how long have you been the instructor? Speed joke of the week number 2. This one is from Dave Anderson. He said, hey, John, do you know what you get when you cross a bulldog with a shih tzu?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
That's right. Another one that really doesn't need the second line. Just lay it out there. Is this the joke of the week? Where do watermelons spend the summer?
I think I got this one.
Oh, my God.
Is it John Mellencamp?
I believe we gave Vicky Kikuzian a nice round of applause. And for those of you keeping score at home, is that number 4 or 5 in the year plus, Vic, that you've got the punchline out of?
I think it's like 3.
She's honest.
2021. Here we come. And I ain't room for my
baby. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. WGNRadio.com. Send me your jokes. You could win the coffee mug. And we come.